Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
Here's a challenging proverb, especially for this season of the year. Solomon wrote, "If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. And if he's thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you." But you know, when we get to the New Testament, Jesus raised the bar to a whole new level. Here's what he taught. "You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy,' but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." You see, it's one thing to help our enemies, as Solomon taught, but it's another to love them and to pray for them, as Jesus taught. Not that God will judge them, but that they might turn to God and walk in his will. Now, God will judge them. That's his responsibility. In fact, Paul quoted the proverb above, including heaping burning coals on the head of our enemy. But Jesus added, we're to love and pray for them, that they might turn to God and walk in his will. That's what Jesus did when he came into this world and was eventually crucified by his enemies. Looking down from the cross, he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Yes, this was a high standard, and it's only possible when we love others as Christ loved us, including our enemies. Think of someone today who needs your love and forgiveness, regardless of their sin against you. I'm praying that God will help you to practice this principle, this Bible principle, that we're to love and pray for our enemies.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.